Time to go up on the roof with Corey Swanson of The Roofing Dog. Corey, how are we doing today?
Good, Chad.
Let's talk about roof decking today, because I think that is something that's out of sight, out of mind with a lot of folks. There is something underneath those shingles for a homeowner that may not know their house inside and out. It's a good thing to ask those questions, and you'll have that conversation up front with folks.
We do. The roof decking is a major issue that we like to discuss up front. Your older homes, pre-1970, the decking was made with actual boards, like a 1x6, a 1x8, and actually a true like piece of wooden board. And in the 70s, plywood kind of became the thing. You had a 4-foot by 8-foot sheet of plywood, which is thin layers of wood glued together. And time takes its course on everything. Those older homes pre-1970, I've seen those boards dry out and crack and break and start falling apart. And then the plywood that was put on in the 70s and 80s, that's 50-plus years old now. And I've seen that glue that holds that plywood really start to break down and fall apart. So as these houses get older, a lot of people think, I got to change out my shingles. Well, the wood underneath your roof deck, whether it be plywood or regular boards, is really a lot of times ran its lifespan also.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because that sounds very expensive. Not necessarily does somebody that needs new shingles need new roof decking, but what would be an indicator of that, and how could they prevent that from being something that needs to happen?
There's probably not a lot you can do to prevent it. I mean, the house built with good ventilation is going to help prolong the life of any roof deck, is keeping that hot air out of there in the summer, breaking things down. When we look at a roof, I like to get on every roof I can and walk it. You look at it, I got a good feel from walking the roof. Like, hey, I feel some areas underneath my feet that are really soft, or that feels like the plywood's breaking down. Another thing is sometimes, too, I can stand from the ground and I can see it. I can see, you know, areas where the plywood, the deck might be warped up or lifted up or buckled down. That like undulated warping look, it tells me that there's a major issue going on with that roof deck underneath. And I like to have people understand and be maybe prepared for that before we tear into the roof. Because what I don't like is, you know, you tear into a roof and now you got to go down and knock on the door with really bad news, like this plywood is really bad. So I try to address all that up front.
Nobody likes surprises. But for folks that have something like that happening, it's not necessarily the whole roof that needs redecked. It could be a section, correct?
Yeah, it can be as simple as, hey, this section is bad. It can be as simple as one sheet of plywood could be bad. And then there, a lot of times it is, hey, this roof decking is really old. The whole thing has ran its lifespan. So, you know, we do like to address all those issues.
Is there any major advances in what roof decking looks like in the 21st century here? Is there certain things that your guys are putting up there that's going to allow this to maybe last a little longer than what roof decking of the past has looked like?
So we always use OSB. We try to use a thicker OSB. 7/16 is kind of common in the industry when people build a house. I'd never like to go thinner than a half inch OSB myself. But it goes back to the ventilation again. So one of the ways that we can prolong the life of your new plywood is to also make sure that ventilation system is bringing fresh air in from the bottom, letting that air go through the attic and out the top, get that hot air out of there, get that moisture out of there, and that itself will help prolong the life of the plywood.
Always thinking about these things. That's why we have him on, to talk about these many, many items that always pop up with roofs here on Up on the Roof, the podcast for The Roofing Dog. Corey, where can folks find you? How do they reach out to you to get to looking at their roofs?
The best way is just probably go to the website, theroofingdog.com. You can put in your information there, and then we'll get a hold of you and come out and take a look. Or you can call my wife, Melissa, in the office, 217-355-7663.
Corey, always great catching up. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks, Chad.